Verily all praise and glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is due to Him and none other. We praise Him and we seek His forgiveness and we ask Him for His mercy. And we testify and we state that there is no God or deity worthy of any type of worship but Allah. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the servant and final messenger. O ye who believe, fear Allah, the fear that He is most deserving of you. And do not die unless you are in the state of al-Islam. And as to what follows, this is our second day with you, insha'Allah, in this blessed Masjid Khalid ibn al-Walid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a masjid ustita ala taqwa, built upon the foundation of only the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Listening, insha'Allah, in with us is also our brothers in the Shabir Ali Da'wah Center in downtown Toronto, and our brothers from New Jersey and other places in the United States. Insha'Allah, our discussion with you today is the second lesson about al-ibadah. Our second discussion with you, insha'Allah, is about al-ibadah wal-ubudiyyah. Worshipping Allah and what it means to be a person who worships Allah Azza wa Jal. In discussing our theme for our classes and our topics with you, what every Muslim must know about Allah and al-Islam. What does it mean to be a'ad? And we will focus on four points. Awalan, al-ta'arifu bil-ibadah, ta'arif al-ibadah. What does ibadah mean? What does worshipping Allah mean? Thaniyan, second, arkanu al-ibadah. For anything in al-Islam, the ulama of al-usul have given us the things that you must do so that your action is accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal. From the things that we will be discussing with you, insha'Allah, also number three, ahamiyat al-ibadah, the importance of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why has Allah made this the reason of our creation? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have only created mankind and jinn for them to worship me. Therefore we must know مَا هِيَ الْعِبَادَةِ. What is the ahamiyya, the importance of it? And fourth and finally, مَرَاتِبْ الْعِبَادَةِ, the station. Four things that you as a human being in your body must perform in worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. فَنَبْدَأْ with our first point in discussing with you, ta'arif al-ibadah. What is ibadah? We discussed with you last week at tawheed, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. At tawheed, la yatahakkaku illa bi amrayn isnayn. You can never be a true muwahid, a true person who singles out Allah only in worship, unless you do two things. الشهادة بوحدانية الله, testifying with your tongue and with your heart and with your actions that there is no God but Allah. And we gave you the seven things. We said there are seven things that every Muslim must have and possess to be a person who truly believes لا إله إلا الله. First, العلم. You know, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Allah says in the Quran, know that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. Second, al-yaqeen, certainty. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. The true believers are those who believed in Allah and never after that had a doubt or uncertainty. And then we said, اِقْتِدَاءُ, or to follow what you have been ordered with kalimat al-tawheed. If you say la ilaha illallah, you must do what Allah says. Right? And we said number four, submission. يعني الاستسلام لله. ما جاء من الله, you must do. We said number five, as-sidq. You must have truthfulness in your worship of Allah. And we said number six, al-ikhlas, sincerity to Allah. And number seven, al-mahabba, to love Allah. You worship Allah because you love Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah because you love him صلى الله عليه وسلم. So now we begin تعريف العباد. التوحيد, we said two things. شهادة, you must testify لا إله إلا الله. And second, once you have said لا إله إلا الله, فإذا كل شيء, everything that involves عبادة فهي له خالصة. Therefore, anything you do that is worship, it must be for him. فما هي العبادة? What is عبادة? The ulama of الأصول, أصول الإسلام, أصول الدين, they say العبادة اسم جامع لكل ما يحبه الله من الأقوال والأفعال والأعمال الظاهرة والباطنة. عبادة, it is anything that you do that Allah loves for you to do, whether it is by speaking it or doing it with your hands or your body or believing it in your heart. ظاهرة وباطنة, what is hidden and what is not hidden. ظاهرة, something that you do that everyone sees you. صلاة, we just pray Salatul Maghrib. Therefore, to be a abd, you must pray even if people see you. Even if people see you. You must also do things that no one can see. Believe in Allah. To truly believe in Allah, it is something that no one can see what is in your heart. And this is the basis of al-Islam. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith in Bukhari, the Sahaba used to come and say, Ya Rasul Allah, this person is a munafiq. You know he is a munafiq, Ya Rasul Allah. But he would tell them, remain silent. I was not ordered to open their chest, ولا أشق بطونهم, or open their insides to see what is inside their belief. So once a person says لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله, his inside only Allah سبحانه وتعالى knows. يعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. Allah knows what the eye sight, what you can see, and what is inside the heart that no one knows. So this is an ibadah. Ibadah must have three things. It's ingredients. If you're going to cook, you must put certain ingredients. Ibadah has three things. Al-hub, wal-khawf, wal-raja. You must love Allah. At the same time, fear Allah. And at the same time, hope in Allah. Al-raja fi Allah. You must have الثلاث معاً, all of them together. You can't have one separate from the other. For a person who loves Allah but does not fear, يحب لكن هو لا يخاف, يذهب إلى المعاصي. This is why آية الامتحان. Who knows آية الامتحان in Surah آل عمران about الحب? قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني. Allah doesn't say, if you love Allah, it's enough. No, He says, prove it to me. How? Follow my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's not enough just to say, I love Allah. There are Muslims, wallahi, that we see with our own eyes and speak to. You tell him, Ya Akhi, why don't you pray? I have Iman in here. This is what he says, pointing to his heart. Iman, alhamdulillah. Kadhab, you're a liar. Why? For an iman in here must show outside. So you must have hub and khawf. You must also fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this khawf and raja and hub must be together. If you have khawf, if you fear Allah without hoping the best from Allah, if you do not inside you expect Allah to have mercy on you, and you only worship Allah because you are afraid of Him, it is not enough. This leads you to al-qunut. What did Ya'qub say to his son? إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Surely those who do not have good hope in Allah are those who disbelieve. Because they don't think that Allah will have mercy upon them. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith narrated by Imam Muslim, he said, no one, لا يدخل الجنة, no one shall enter the Jannah بعمله, with his action. قالوا ولا أنت يا رسول الله, even you, O Messenger of Allah, won't enter the Jannah because of your amal? He said, وَلَا أَنَا Even I won't enter the Jannah. إِلَّا أَنْ يَتَغَمَّدَنِ اللَّهِ بِرَحْمَتِهِ I shall not enter the Jannah unless Allah covers me with His mercy. You must have hope that Allah shall forgive all of your sins, but you still must fear Him. And you cannot have true ibadah if you only hope in Allah without fearing Allah and without loving Allah. For this makes you a person who disobeys Allah knowingly. تذهب للمعصية وأنت تعلم. You go to the sin knowing that it is a خطيئة, it is a سيئة, it is haram, but you do it. Why? Allah will forgive me. إنه لا يأمن مكر الله إلا القوم الخاسرون. خاسرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-An'am, verse number 49, surely those who are true losers are the ones who do not plan, or the ones who plan about what Allah shall give them, or think that Allah shall forgive them just like this, they are the ones who shall be the losers. So we said al-ibadah, it is something you say or do or believe that Allah loves from you, inside you, or something you do that other people see. But it must have hope and khawf and raja together. You must fear Allah, love Allah, and hope Allah will forgive you and have mercy upon you all at the same time. Our second point, inshaAllah, with you, arkanul ibadah. Just like salah, just like anything, there is arkan, things you must do. Al-ibadah, rukmain ismain. There is two requirements. كما يقول علماء الأصول. Al-ikhlas. Anything you do in worshipping Allah must be only for Him. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى. For every action, it is judged by its intention. Everything you do is with the intention. أنا أغنى الأغنياء عن الشرك. Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, I am the most rich to have you do something for me and put someone beside me in it. Allah does not wish for you to worship Him because of any other reason than Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second thing is النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم السنة. Even if you have ikhlas, if you can fill this whole masjid with ikhlas and you do something without sunnah, it is not accepted. And if you do something that is sunnah without ikhlas, it is not accepted. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kama fi sahihain, as is narrated by both Bukhari and Muslim, he said, man amila amalan laysa alayhi amruna fahuwa rad. Whoever does an action that does not have our order, our seal of approval, our authority on it, it is rejected to him, not accepted from him. And you find strange things. A person will bring a paper to the masjid in the month of Ramadan. In a night when they say it is Laylatul Qadr, because it's in the last 10 nights. And on the paper it says, during this night you should pray 20 rak'ahs. In the first rak'ah, read Surah Al-Fatiha. And after reading Al-Fatiha, read Surah Al-Ikhlas 100 times. And in the second rak'ah, read Surah Al-Ikhlas 90 times. Third rak'ah, 80 times, 70 times. Whatever they wish to say. And you ask, where have you gotten this? Is this sunnah? No. But I love to worship Allah. I have ikhlas. Let me do it. It's salah. No. It is not accepted. Because it does not have the order of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So even if you prayed all day and night doing this, it is not accepted from me. With the testimony of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever does an action that does not have our order on it, then it is not accepted, it is rejected to him. So these are al-ruknayn, these are the two arkan of al-ibadah. Number three, ahamiyat al-ibadah, the importance of ibadah. And from here on, I wish to give you many quotes from the ulama, especially Shaykh al-Islam ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. He says a beautiful word, إِنَّ سِرَّ الْإِسْلَامِ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. The essence of Islam is found inside the Qur'an. وَسِرَّ الْقُرْآنِ فِي الْفَاتِحَةِ. And the essence of the Qur'an is found inside Surah Al-Fatiha. And the essence of Al-Fatiha, وَسِرُّ الْفَاتِحَةِ فِي كَلِمَةِ إِيَّاكَ نَعَبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. Only you, Allah, do we worship. And only you, Allah, do we seek help from. This is Islam. Deen al-Islam, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. This is your religion. Islam found in the Quran. The Quran found in Surah Al-Fatiha. Al-Fatiha, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. In this, it is a beautiful thing that we must understand and comprehend. We know what إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. You, Allah, we worship. We know what al-ibadah is. We just described this to you. Al-Isti'anah, it is seeking help, التوكل على الله, relying only upon Allah. Shaykh al-Islam ibn al-Qayyim, in his tafsir of this ayah in Surah al-Fatiha, he said some very beautiful words. I ask you, as he asks in his book, Madarij al-Salikin, he says, why did Allah say ibadah before isti'anah? Why worship before asking Allah for help? Why? And this is important. See the tadabbur, see how the ulama think of every word. أولاً, إياك نعبد هي الغاية. It is your goal. وإياك نستعين, it is a way to the goal. إياك نعبد is the finish line. الاستعانة, you are still running the race. Why is this the ghaya? Why is the goal, the purpose, al-ibadah? Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. A person is not complete, مش كامل, unless he is a habit, a worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْإِسْتِعَانَ is a way of asking Allah. It is like when you are reading Surah Al-Fatiha, O Allah, allow me to worship you and give me help in worshiping you. وَأَعِنِّي عَلَىٰ عِبَادَتِ. Why else? لِأَنَّ الْعِبَادَ طَلَبُ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَالْإِسْتِعَانَ طَلَبَتْ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Ibadah is what Allah ordered you to do. So it is first. But isti'ana, it is what you ask of Allah. So how can you put your words before the words of Allah Azza wa Jalla? He also says, in describing the importance of an ibadah and the importance of this word, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, the hadith narrated by Imam Ahmad wa Abu Dawood wa al-Hakim and it is sahih, and it's found in Sahih al-Jama', the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Mu'ad, and listen to this word and think of it deeply. And imagine the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying this to another person. Ya Mu'ad, wallahi, inni la'uhibbuk. O Mu'ad, wallahi, by Allah, I love you. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why we follow the Salaf. This is the reason you follow the Sunnah. Because the Rasul ﷺ with his own tongue, he said, Wallahi, I love you, Ya Mu'adh. And what does he tell Mu'adh to do? يا معاذ والله إني لأحبك. في توف فلا تنس أن تقول دبر كل صلاة. So therefore, because I love you, I tell you this. Do not forget to say after every salah, اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. Oh Allah, give me help. الاستعانة. Oh Allah, give me help in remembering you, ذكرك وشكرك, and thanking you, and to be complete and perfect in my ibadah to you. Therefore, asking Allah to help you in al-ibadah. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. To you, Allah, only you we worship, and only you we ask for help. Shaykh al-Islam ibn al-Qayyim, listen, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, he says another beautiful thing. When you read the works of the ulama, it opens your chest and brightens your sight. He said, Shaykh al-Islam ibn al-Qayyim, تَأَمَّلْتُ أَفْضَلَ الدُّعَاءِ. I sat and I started to ponder and to think of what is the greatest dua to make. فقل, so I said to myself, هُوَ أَن تَطْلُبْ الْإِسْتِعَانَةِ أَوْ أَن تَسْتَعِينَ عَلَى طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. So I told myself, the best thing that you can ask for yourself is for Allah to help you worship Him. فقرأت الفاتحة. So I recited the Fatiha and I found it. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You Allah we worship and you we seek help in. This is the importance of al-ibadah. And how greater importance can it be when you think and when you read from the Quran, when you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking to the Rusul and ordering them. What did Nuh alayhi salam come and say to his people? Nuh alayhi salam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 59, اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غير. The first thing he told his people, worship Allah, there is no God for you to worship but Him. In the same surah, what did Salih say? قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره. What did Shu'ayb say? قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره. What did Hud say? قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره. All of it, every Rasul, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعْبُدُونَ. The first thing Allah orders the Rasul or the Prophet is لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا. It is only me, Allah, who is worthy of worship, فَعْبُدْنِي. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Musa in Surah Taha, إنه أنا الله الذي لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري. The first order to any of the prophets, to any of the messengers, has always been al-ibadah. Also, we see that one of the greatest names, the greatest title that Allah can give a human being is عبدنا. Who are the greatest people who live? الأنبياء والرسل. They are the greatest of mankind. What does Allah call them? Allah says about داود, وَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا دَاوُودِ. وَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا. Remember, O Muhammad, our servant, داود. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about أيوب? وَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا أَيُّوبِ. وَذْكُرْ عِبَادَنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبِ. In Surah Sad. All of it, a way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praising them by calling them abid. What does the word abd mean? Servant. But it is the servant of Ar-Rahman. The one whose whole life is dedicated to Allah azza wa jal. Anything he does, anything he says, anything he wants. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in the authentic hadith, لا يؤمن أحدكم. You do not have full faith until your hawa تبعا لما جئت به. Until your desire, your intentions, what you wish for is what I came to order you with. You will not have full, complete faith in Allah. وَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا. Remember our servant. Speaking of the Prophet and messengers of Allah صلوات الله وسلم عليهم. Also مراتب العبادة, the station of ibadah. There are certain things that every part of your body must do to be a worshipper of Allah. And I will now recite to you, read to you and translate just one page from Madarij al-Salikin for Shaykh al-Islam Ibn al-Qayyim. It is page number 114. He says, Al-Arkanul-Arba'ah lil-Ibadah. The four things that your body must do in worshipping Allah. What are the four things? من قول اللسان, something your tongue must say. وقول القلب, and something your heart must say. وعمل الجوارح, your body must do certain things. وعمل القلب, so your قلب must do two things. It must speak and it must act. So we bring فقول القلب, how, what must your heart believe in and say. هو اعتقاد ما أخبر الله سبحانه به عن نفسه. It is to have unwavering belief in what Allah has described himself with. وعن أسمائه وصفاته, about Allah's most blessed names and most lofty attributes. وأفعاله وملائكته وقولي بالقلب, to believe this inside your heart and to testify it, that you believe in Allah, in His angels, in His malaika, everything that Allah has ordered you to believe in. وقول اللسان, and your tongue must also do something. قول اللسان الإخبار عنه, that your tongue must speak for the heart. So the heart believes it and the tongue says what is in here. والدعوة إليه, to call to Allah, to make da'wah for Allah. And da'wah must not be difficult. I wish to pause here for a second. When Allah and His Prophet ﷺ order us to make da'wah, it does not only mean to go and call a non-Muslim to an Islam. The greatest of da'wah that a person can give is to his own family. Listen to how Allah, when He orders His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيِّ قُلْ لِأَزْوَاجِكَ. Who does He say to first? O Prophet of Allah, tell your wives. Okay? وَبَنَاتِكَ, and then tell your daughters. وَنِسَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and then go and tell all of the believing women. Beginning where? نِسَاءِ وَبَنَاتِكَ وَنِسَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and the women of the believers. And this has how it has always been. Who was the first person to accept Islam? Khadija bint Khuwaylid. Wa Ali, the closest people near Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For this is the importance of Islam. The mar'a, the woman, she is the backbone of the community. The woman, she is the major, the most important thing in the Muslim community and nation. What did the Kuffar say? The English, the imperialists, when they came to our country, what was the first thing they did? They ensured that after they leave, that the people who will take control are like them in belief. And the first way they did this was to ensure that the woman was away from Islam. So you find, and wallahi it is strange, if you look at the pictures, my family in Egypt, when I look at the pictures of my grandfather and my grandmother, It is different than when you hear about their parents. My great-grandmother could not open the window during the daytime. Why? Because it is a shame that a woman would act in such a manner. But then after and after and after, it came to the point that if she did not open the window, she is the one who is in shame. And this is our... Look at your daughters and my family. Look at the family. The most attack that is given is to the Muslim woman. How she looks, how she dresses. Does she wear makeup? How big her shoes, her heels are? Does she wear pants, jeans? What is the situation? This is the direct attack is always to the Muslim woman. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His mercy has always deemed that the mar'ah, the woman, is the stepping stone to al-hadara. The woman is the stepping stone to being a nation of strength and of power. You will never, as Muslims, aqul, and I say, Muslims will never regain the power that they used to have unless their women are with Allah. And this is why the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and listen to this hadith, رواه الإمام أحمد وهو حسن. He said, قبل يوم القيامة لا تقوم الساعة. Never will the day of judgment come حتى. Until what happens? رجال كأشباه الرجال. Men who are not really men, but act like they're men. يعني listen to the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. They are not, they're men. They have a beard. They're a man. But they're not real men. يأتون المساجد يركبون السرج. They come to the masjid riding the heaviest horses, meaning the most expensive things, dressed in the best way. The most expensive car, for example. They come to the masjid in this manner. ويصلون, and you see them pray, فتحتقر صلاة. When you see him pray, you think, Subhanallah, he is, it seems like he is fully worshipping Allah. ثم تنظر لأهله. Then you look to his wife and to his daughters, and they are in an area, and Allah is in a totally different place than them. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The men, they'll come to the masjid. Yes, we'll sit dressed nice in our car, heater is on because of the winter, or air conditioning because it's hot. Dressed in the nice clothing, mashallah. But when you look to our families, the daughters, the wives, the sisters, the mothers, they are in a place and Allah is not with them, is not in their hearts. They do not love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the reason that the ummah is in the way it is. So Shaykh al-Islam ibn al-Qayyim, he says, وَالدَّعْوَةِ إِلَيْهِ. Call to Allah. Begin with your family. Begin with yourself, your family, your children, your cousins, those who are near you and around you. وَالدَّبُّ عَنْهُ. And to protect Allah. Meaning, it doesn't mean you are going to protect Allah because Allah cannot protect himself. No. But speaking the word of truth in the right time. وَتَبْيِينُ الْبُطْلَانِ الْبِدْعَ. And exposing what is bid'ah and what should not be done. وَالتَّبْلِيغُ أَوَامِرِهِ. And ordering the people by telling them, this is what Allah has ordered. وَعَمَلُ الْقَلْبِ. Then Shaykh al-Islam ibn al-Qayyim focuses his attention to the actions of the heart. We said the heart speaks. It must say something. Belief in Allah and the angels. But it also must feel something, do something. عَمَلِ الْقَلْبِ كَالْمَحَبَّةِ. Loving Allah and loving the Muslim. وَالتَّوَكُّلُ عَلَيْهِ. Relying on Allah. وَالْإِنَابَةُ إِلَيْهِ. Turning only to Allah in repentance. وَالْخَوْفُ مِنْهِ. Fearing Allah. وَالرَّجَاءُ لَهِ. And hoping in the best in Allah. وَإِخْلَاصُ الدِّينِ لَهِ. Putting true sincerity in religion to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالصَّبْرِ عَلَىٰ أَوَامِرِهِ. And being patient in what Allah has ordered. It takes sabr to be a person living in these countries, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it takes patience. It is not easy for a Muslim man to train himself to look away from what is haram. It is something that you must strive and take practice in. Going to work, riding the bus, going to the store to purchase some milk. It can be the greatest fitna. Something so simple, living in a country like this, just to go downstairs to go to the store to purchase some milk. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-thabat, steadfastness in our deen. All of these things are amal of the qalb. Your heart must do and work with. وعمل الجوارح, your actions, your body, your limbs must be in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قصلا والجهاد ونقل الأقدام إلى الجمعة والجماعات, moving your feet to come to Salatul Jumu'ah and coming to the Jama'at, the prayers, the right prayers for the five daily prayers. وَمُسَعَدَةِ الْعَاجِزِ, the one who is not able to help himself, helping him. وَالْإِحْسَانُ إِلَى الْخَلْقِ, helping mankind and being kind in dealing with one another. وَنَحْوِ ذَلِكَ, and things of this sort. فَإِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ, listen to the conclusion of Shaykh al-Islam ibn al-Qayyim. التزام الأحكام, الأحكام هذه الأربعة, it is to focus on doing every one of these four things. You must have your tongue speaking and your heart speaking and working and your limbs moving in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وإياك نستعين, طلب الإعانة على كل ذلك. إياك نستعين, to you Allah we seek help, helping us in all that we have just spoken to you about. And this is the essence of al-Islam. And what is greater than when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in the Quran by saying to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and saying to mankind, describing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a abd. Subhana الذي أسرى بعبدنا, سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى. Glory be to Allah who has made the night journey of His servant Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم in this most blessed thing. No other prophet or messenger was given Isra wa Mi'raj. In it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Him as a servant to us. And this is why the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم before dying, before passing away sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he turned to the ummah and said, do not praise me كما أطرت النصارى المسيح, do not praise me too much like how the Christians praised Isa, Jesus عليه السلام, فإنما أنا عبد. The Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم, his last word to the ummah, for I am a servant, I am a servant of Allah. And the verses we recited in Surah Ad-Dumur, listen to Allah's order to the Prophet ﷺ. قل, say O Muhammad, إني أمرت أن أعبد الله مخلصا له الدين. In the mushrikeen, when they come to you O Muhammad, say to them, I have been ordered by Allah to worship Him with sincerity. وأمرت لأن أكون أول المسلمين, and I've been ordered to be the first one who is Muslim. Listen to Allah's order, not just to be Muslim, no, to be the first one to be Muslim. كُونَ أَوَّلَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. قُلْ, tell them, إِنِّي أَخَافُ إِنْ عَصَيْتُ رَبِّي عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. Tell them, O Muhammad, I fear that if I do not obey Allah, the day of judgment, this terrible day that shall come in punishing the disbelievers. قُلِ اللَّهَ أَعْبُدُ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ دِينِي. Tell them, O Muhammad, that only Allah do I worship with sincerity. Twice Allah orders him إخلاص. In the beginning, قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ دِينِي. And then again, two verses after, أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ دِينِي. قل إني أخاف إن عصيت ربي عذاب يوم عظيم. قل الله أعبد مخلصا له ديني. Again, فاعبدوا ما شئتم من دونه. So go and worship what you wish other than Allah. قُلْ إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Tell them the true losers. Because they used to come to Rasulullah ﷺ and say, we will give you anything you want, but leave this religion. So he told them, if they put the sun in my hand, and they put the moon in my left hand, and told me to leave what I have been ordered, I would not leave it. صلى الله عليه وسلم. قُلْ إِنِّي أَخَافُ إِنْ عَصَيْتُ رَبِّي عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. قُلِ اللَّهَ أَعْبُدُ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ دِينِي فَاعْبُدُ مَا شِئْتُم مِّن دُونِهِ قُلْ إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ the true losers الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ. not خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. tell them the true losers are those who lose themselves and their family. يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ on the day of judgment. because you may think that everything is fine, but when you reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and your evil is more than your good, this is the khusran. This is the true moment of sadness. And this is the importance of an ibadah. This is what it means to be a true worshipper of Allah Azza wa Jalla. InshaAllah, continuing next week, we will begin to discuss with you توحيد الألوهية وتوحيد الربوبية. And after that we will discuss for two lectures توحيد الأسماء والصفات. So this is an important thing that many of the Muslims, especially in our city, are not fully aware of its ramifications and its importance. Worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in understanding His most blessed names and His most blessed attributes subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after that we will have two lectures, which is something that inshaAllah will be very enjoyable, about the malaika. Because many of us do not know the importance of al-malaika and how we interact with them. Sitting inside with us today, now in this masjid, are malaika. Sitting with you wherever you are. Writing everything you say and everything you do. Malaika. The Prophet ﷺ saying about Yawm al-Jumu'ah, the malaika sit at the door of the masjid. And when a person enters, they write his name. He came to Salat al-Jumu'ah. The first one who comes, it is as if he has given in charity a whole camel. And later and later and less and less and less in reward, حَتَّى يَقُومَ الْإِمَامِ يَخْطُبْ. Until the Imam enters to give the khutbah, they roll up their papers and they enter the masjid يَسْتَمِعُونَ إِلَى الذِّكْرِ, listening to the remembrance of Allah. Many things that you and I do not see, but that affect us, and it's important for us to understand them inshaAllah. And belief in Allah will increase when we understand this. For we are given victory not by just what we possess and what we see. Enough is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in anything you do. So this is something that will reassure us inshaAllah ta'ala.